Senator David Craig is on the phone with me. I know, Senator, you did not vote for this budget because it was not a fiscally responsible budget. But Tony Evers, you know, he said, boy, you skinflints in the legislature. I'm going to use my veto pen and I'm going to increase spending without the authority of the legislature, our representatives, by $100 million. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vicky.
$100 million, yeah, that's not chump change.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, this is nothing that we haven't seen in recent history, where, you know, Republicans have their challenges on spending, but when the rubber meets the road with Democrats in charge in any office in Wisconsin, the real professional spenders come into play, and so we have this these vetoes by the governor, which has taken away additional authority from the core authority of the legislature. And so, you know, the legislature can sit on its hands and try to pass a budget and then have a governor come in with his already very strong veto authority, the strongest veto pen in the entire country. And we can sit on our hands and let him do that, or we can stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. We're going to at least make sure that the governor can't increase spending. The core authority, the power of the purse that legislatures across the country and the Congress exercise, we're not going to have that authority taken from us. We're going to stand up and we're going to fix this and make sure that this doesn't happen again.
You know what, Dave? I got to tell you, I think a lot of people who remember going to the polls and voting for the constitutional amendment that reined in the Frankenstein veto years ago thought we already did this, thought that the governor couldn't use his partial veto authority to increase spending, could decrease spending, but couldn't increase spending. And now we learn that through a very clever manipulation of fund transfers, he was able to do that.
Yeah, and so this has been a bipartisan problem, but I have not seen in my time in the legislature anything remotely like this. So Governor Evers, again, as a professional big spender, has exceeded my expectations as a fiscal cynic here in Madison, and has exceeded expectations as to how he can manipulate it using his veto authority. And the constitutional amendment that Representative Kuglich and I are putting forward seals that up forever. It has very broad language that makes sure that no program will be able to be manipulated by the line item veto, where the legislature doesn't have a say in it, and to make sure that those items under case law, which can be restricted or lessened, will never be able to be increased in the future again. And so we're pushing this bill. This is something that is, because it's a constitutional amendment, just from a process perspective, Governor Evers won't have a chance to veto this bill. This bill, if we pass it this session and next session, will go to the taxpayers of Wisconsin in a referendum, a binding referendum, that then will bind the hands of Republicans, both Republican and Democrat, in the future to make sure that this fiscally irresponsible policy never happens again.
Okay, so this requires two successive legislative sessions. So we're still in session. We can get one done now. Then it's got to wait again to the next session as well. So another round of elections are going to take place, and then it's another session. Then we vote on it. So this is not something we can do quickly. This is something that, you know, presumably, tell me that there is a majority in the Wisconsin Senate that supports this. Tell me that this isn't going to have to be arm wrestled with our own people, and we can just start kind of pounding this thing out, put it to the voters, and let the voters have a say on this one.
Yeah, and we already have some fairly strong co-sponsorship of the bill. The bill's, you know, barely been out. We just threw it up for co-sponsorship yesterday, and the media is now talking about it today. And I appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and talk about it. So we're getting a good reaction from Republicans in the legislature, and Leader Fitzgerald has already talked favorably about it. Former Governor Thompson's already talked favorably about it in the media. So this is something that we want to see Democrats engage on, because if they want to make sure, if you're a Democrat in the legislature, do you want to take your job seriously? Do you want to protect the core authority that you've been elected to execute here in the legislature? Or do you just want to throw the keys to the governor? Because if we are not going to stand up and protect our core authority, again, on the power of the purse, then what are you going to stand up for in the legislature? Why did you come here in the first place? And so this is where the rubber meets the road for a legislator. Are you going to do your job or are you not going to do your job? And something like this, where there's no ideology behind something like this, this is common sense, core authority under the Constitution. Do your job or don't do your job. And I would hope that we get at least some Democrats saying, you know what, we're going to do our core authority here in the legislature. We're going to make sure that the governor can't exceed his authority.
I think you're asking the right questions. I think for most Democrats, those are rhetorical questions. I'm sorry to say. When you saw Democrats sit on their hands and say nothing as the special sessions were being assaulted, which would have pulled apart every special session, they either enthusiastically cheerled the suits against the state legislature, or they said nothing. So I think the answer to your question is, do you want to protect the core function of the legislature, or do you want to embrace ideology? And I do think that there's some Democrat ideology behind saying no to this. I think for a lot of Democrats, the answer is no. They want power. And if Tony Evers can wield power in the way that progressives want it, a lot of them are okay with that. And Dave, you know this too. The Democrats have been in a house cleaning for the past few elections, where they have taken some of the more rational, moderate Democrats and turned them out on their ear and replaced them with activist progressives who I think be very comfortable with the idea of courts and executives controlling the state of Wisconsin. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And with the Democrats, I'm not going to give them campaign advice, but they better start paying attention to where the centrist voters are. And the centrist voters have said time and time again when these issues, and the most recent one was about a decade ago when we had a referendum on one of the, you know, these very controversial uses of the veto pen in the past, the voters of Wisconsin have said time and time again, no, the legislature has its authority, leave it be, the governor shouldn't do it. And so this is an issue. If the Democrats are reading the political leaves and saying, you know what, we can fight the Republicans on this, I think they're reading them wrong. Because if you talk to John Q. Citizen in Wisconsin, if you talk to my constituents across my district and across the rest of the state, they're going to say, you know what, one, they probably didn't realize a governor could be as creative as this governor did and violate the core authorities of the legislature. But they're also going to say it's ridiculous that the governor should be able to increase spending beyond what the legislature has authorized. Why is the legislature there in the first place? And the Democrats can ignore this, or they can get on the ride. And if they ignore it, they're going to do it to their own peril, because they'll be alienating a lot of folks that are voting for them too, because this is a common sense proposal.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody cares about common sense in Madison or common sense necessarily in the Democratic, you know, caucus in Milwaukee, but I'm pretty sure they actually do care about this stuff outside those two sort of, places where logic goes to die. You know, the other thing is, if we don't start returning common sense back to our process of government and start seriously looking at inefficiencies and reforms that are necessary, if we keep doing what we're doing, and I'm going to just go back to the budget per se here for a second. If the Republicans are going to behave like Democrats when it comes to spending and not going to do anything to rein in the inefficiencies and sometimes the corruption in government, as we have seen, we are at some point going to hit an economic skid soon, and that is going to require an awful lot of effort, and it likely includes a call for tax increases, Dave. And that's something the Republicans ought to be keeping in mind as well. The Democrats ought to worry about the fact that they don't seem to care what the people think, and the Republicans ought to worry about the fact that the people think that the people that do care very, very greatly about what they do.
Yeah, and I said my piece on the budget, and so the budget's now in the past, and we've seen what this governor can do with the budget. And so we've got to take our job seriously again, knuckle down, and make sure that this does not happen again in the future. And we, you know, the Republicans here in the legislature need to understand we were sent here to be a check on Tony Evers. And I don't think we did it sufficiently in the budget, but now with this egregious abuse of power from the governor in the executive branch office, we need to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And if we're not going to put a limit on what the governor can do, then we've failed the folks that have voted for us.
You know, Senator, the good news,
Vicky, I think this is going to get done.
I do too, because I think it's a slam dunk. It's a 90%er. I think the good news as well is, since the budget is now in the past, there isn't nearly as much damage that Tony Evers can do because he doesn't have Democrats in control of the legislature. And so it is unlikely, I hope, that we would see any of the more, you know, lunatic fringe ideas like expanding Medicaid and taking people who are already privately insured and putting them on the government dole. I don't think there is much of a chance of that kind of nuttiness getting through the legislature. So, you know, maybe the worst days are behind us in terms of what this governor has the authority to do. But that doesn't mean the Republicans ought to rest. This is now their opportunity, I think, to teach everybody in Wisconsin, you know, elections matter. And sitting on your hands and sitting on your lazy boy, you know, on election day and not going out and voting. This is the kind of stuff you get.
Yeah, and we should never take for granted, you know, for your listeners, tell your legislator to co-sign onto our bill, co-sponsor our legislation. It is a slam dunk. And you know, now is the summertime, the budget's over, so there's not as much going on in the Capitol, but individuals should know that they should contact the legislators, tell them to co-sponsor this thing. Let's get this thing done first thing in the fall. I think that this is, again, something where we should be talking to our friends, family, neighbors across the island saying, you know what, this is something that we should be able to agree to, a common sense proposal that restores the confidence and the authority of the legislature, and that the legislature can't be run over by an abusive governor. And I think that's what's happened here. The governor has abused his authority. And so, I'm optimistic that it'll get done, but, you know, the folks at home need to be telling their legislators to get behind this as well.
Yeah, if it doesn't seem like anybody cares about it, then, you know, there's not a lot of reason for some people to expend some political capital on it. So emails and phone calls to your legislator's office, that's very important, as it always is. Senator David Craig, I appreciate it. So in the fall, get it first thing in the fall, then you come back first thing in the spring, right? First thing, just get it done. Thank you for coming on the program. I appreciate it, as always.
All right, thanks, Vicki.
Senator David Craig on the program.